This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's time now for our Tiger Scout Notebook, brought to you by Thibodeau Regional Health Systems, totally focused on patient care. I want to thank Greg Stock and the crew there at Thibodeau Regional Health System. Do a great job on the bayou. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, we have with us Mark Passwaters from Rivals.com. Mark covers the Texas A&M Aggies. Mark, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Sure, gentlemen. My pleasure. How's it going?
Doing great. Mark, I don't know if you would agree with this. Herb and I started the show with this, that I think the straw that turns the offensive drink for the Aggies this year. Man, you would figure. A dude from Louisiana, from Azuma High School.
Right, that's right.
In Le'Veon Moss. Your thoughts on Le'Veon and him being such a big part of the attack, not only as a runner. They haven't thrown him the football a lot, but I do know he can catch it. And also in the return game, also. He's also a player in that part also. So I don't know if you agree, but I think the key here, if LSU gets a W.
That's right.
Is all about you can't stop them, but slow down Le'Veon Moss.
I totally agree. I think if you're looking for an MVP so far this season, he's it. I mean, you look at what they've dealt with at quarterback with Connor Wigman missing three games, and they went 3-0 in that stretch, and Marcel Reed got a lot of credit, but it was the 8 train that carried them. I mean, you take a look at what he did late in the game against Arkansas, where he basically put the team on his shoulders and carried them to a win. He's averaging 6.5 yards a carry. He has been the guy that has really helped this offense go. And you take a look at it, they're 13th in the nation in rushing, and they're nowhere close without him.
The other part, too, is a little bit of inconsistent play, certainly, from Connor Wegman. I go back, we were at Manning camp, and Archie Manning and I, we on the golf court watching different quarterbacks throw the football. Man, on the Friday, Connor really threw the football well. Man, I watched him again the Saturday. Now, he's throwing up against air now. Oh, it wasn't good. And you kind of see it in his play this year. That is that ultimate roller coaster guy, that he looks really good sometimes. He makes some tremendous window throw type passes. And then other times he'll miss an easy one or he tries to stretch it too much. The inconsistency here, I think, is – man, would drive me crazy as a coach. Give me the consistent guy all across the board. We haven't really seen that with Connor and him being able to kind of piece all of this together. We look at what's happening at LSU with Garrett Nussmeier, and the consistency part is there with Garrett. It has not been that way this year so far with Connor Wegman.
Well, he had a horrible game against Notre Dame, but he also got hurt early in that one and tried to fight his way through it and ended up being a major mistake. But since then, he's completed 70% of his passes, and he was magnificent against Missouri a couple of weeks ago. He was not as good, clearly, against Mississippi State, but that was only, you know, believe it or not, it seems like he's been there forever, but that was his third career road start. So, you know, having the cowbells in your ears is never fun, and especially when it's your first of the season.
So, no, that's a dude sitting next to me. He can tell you that.
Yeah, and you know, you guys both know it's no fun going to Starkville. But,
no.
You know, you take a look at what he did early in that game, he was magnificent. And then in the second half, he wasn't good. Mississippi State got back in that game, and then all of a sudden he turned it back on again, made a couple of really big throws on the drive that clinched it. You know, but you're absolutely right. He's got to be consistent. If Missouri Connor Wegman shows up, the Aggies are going to be in good shape tonight. If it's second half against Mississippi State, then A&M's probably going
to
be sweating.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Your thoughts on the offensive line play? Man, a couple years back when Jimbo was there and they got left out of kind of the playoff picture when it was just four.
Yep.
Man, that was a really good offensive line. I remember Coach O told me, man, that they are really strong up front. They got a huge advantage in that part. Tell us a little bit about the A&M offensive line.
Well, they were terrible the last 2 years to the point where my daughter, who is only 10 and only pays a little bit of attention to football, said they should bring Adazio back to fire him again. You know, that tells you a lot. You know, they were putrid last year. There's no way else to put it. But Adam Cushing has come in. He came in with Coach Elko from Duke, and he's just done a magnificent job. You're looking at a lot of guys who were there last year and didn't perform well who are just really doing a great job. And I think that, you know, it just goes back to at the start of the spring, even before some of these transfers got in, Cushing basically tore them back down to brass tacks, and they just went to fundamental blocking. And they have, you know, relearned everything that Adazio made them forget. And, you know, they're just a tough, physical team that really works well together as a group. I always thought you needed five guys, that consistent core to really succeed. They've been running seven and eight guys out there, and you don't see much of a drop-off. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, Cushing should, you know, really get some serious consideration for position coach of the year, if there is such a thing.
That's strong sentiment. So going back a few years ago, Texas A&M brought in Jimbo Fisher, right? The buzz around the community, around the SEC, around Texas A&M and the country was that, hey, this is a, you know, truly game-changing decision. So a few short years later, Jimbo's not there anymore. What's the buzz around Texas A&M with Coach Elko coming in? And then how does everybody feel about the program moving forward?
You know, Elko's kind of the anti-Jimbo. He doesn't want attention. He would just assume the national media go away and stay away. You know, he's more interested in the process. He's really more into teaching. They want to be physical. They want to be tough. and he has really altered the mindset. I think that he did a very good job of helping some players who weren't going to get on board realize that and go somewhere else. He did a really good job of getting people that were going to buy into his program through the portal. And the guys that stayed, to their credit, jumped on really quick. And this is a team that, you know, they're not flashy. They're out there to win both lines of scrimmage, and they want to go and play as physical as they can for four quarters. And that plays very well with a fan base that, as you know, values defense going back to the days of the Wrecking Crew.
Yeah, for me, these two teams, LSU and Texas A&M, are kind of identical. Of course, the record is identical. The way that the season has gone for them is identical. But they do it in two different ways. So LSU is a little bit more flashy on offense, whereas Texas A&M is not. And then with that being said, how do you see Texas A&M stopping LSU's, first, their pass game, and then potentially LSU's run game with the emergence of Caden Durham?
Well, you know, A&M started off really bad against the run. Against Notre Dame, obviously, they were bad. They weren't good against McNeese, and since then, they've been really, really good. And I think part of that was simply everybody figuring out the scheme. It took a little while, you know, get the bullets flying and all that for them to really mesh and figure out what Elko wanted to do. And I think they've done that, especially against the run. You know, it's tough sledding against those guys right now. But obviously, LSU has done a fantastic job protecting Garrett Nussmeier, and A&M has to find a way to get to it. I think that this could be an epic matchup with, you know, Jones and Campbell against Nick Scorton and Shamar Turner. You know, Elko said there's $10 million on the table. Two of those guys are going to walk away with it, and whoever wins that battle may win the ball game. So, you know, A&M's going to have to come after Nussmeier. I don't think there's much question about that. You know, the question is whether or not they can get to him. And, you know, they're probably going to show him a lot of different things. That's something that Elko has done historically, where he has shown a lot of different looks. And finally, this group seems to have figured out how he wants to do things. So, you know, it's really going to be interesting to see how it all plays out.
At wide receiver, man, you got a king size guy in Noah Thomas. There's been a lot of sort of comps his way that he may be the next Mike Evans. I don't know about that. Mike Evans, man, Mike Evans was
right
something
there.
Special.
Yeah.
And he's certainly been special in the National Football League. So I'll get your comments on Noah. The other part is, man, a few years back, Moose Muhammad III, he was sort of billed as the feature guy. And he has sort of fallen back. Is that of they've brought in better talent? Is that injuries involved there? So give us a little bit of insights on Noah and also for Moose Muhammad.
Okay, well, first off, I'm a little biased. Mike Evans is a very good friend of mine. And even though I like Noah Thomas a lot and he's got a great skill set, there aren't any other Mike Evans. You know, he's just a superstar. But you know, To your point, Noah Thomas has had a couple of really, really good games in a row. He's a guy that has become physical. He's really tall, so he can go up and get balls that most guys can't. And he has a comfort level with Wegman that goes back a couple of years. You take a look at, you know, Wegman's thrown three touchdowns so far this year, two to Thomas. He threw eight last year, five to Thomas. So that gives you an idea that those two guys have a real connection. And with Moose, you know, he just doesn't do himself any favors. You know, this is a team where you have to show effort all the time. You have to show effort in practice. You have to do things right in practice. You have to show effort in the game. You know, you have to show effort in the weight room. And if you don't, you don't play. So, you know, there's been a lot of good Moose that you saw a couple of years ago with that great one-handed catch against LSU for the touchdown. But there's been a lot of bad Moose, and honestly, he's his own worst enemy. And right now, I don't even know if he's going to get any snaps today with Terry Bussey being back.
Whoa. I think, Mark, you know, comparing offense, defense, and it is sort of what Herb talked about. It's sort of a stalemate. This game is going to maybe kind of tilt on a special teams play, either a missed field goal, blocked punt, return, that sort of thing. Give us a little short bio of how the kicking punting units are for A&M, and the return games I know are pretty good. Terry can run it back, and so certainly can Bell. So I do think that in this game, with everything so tight, something special teams-wise is going to break the sort of dam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting because A&M's kind of hit or miss in that category, and I mean like Dave Kingman hit or miss. It's a home run or it's a strikeout. Tyler White, the punter, is probably the best special teamer on the field for either team. This kid has an absolute cannon. The only question is whether or not they can block for him. He's already had one punt blocked this year. But when he gets it off, I mean, he is the best punt I've ever seen against Missouri, putting it out inside the one, and it just kind of went 90 degrees out of bounds. I've never seen that before. Randy Bond, the place kicker, has only missed two kicks. They were both, you know, within 5 minutes of each other at the same exact spot on a messy field at Florida. He's been real consistent. Terry Buffy is really the guy to watch on the return game instead of Moss this year. He's a true freshman. He came down to LSU and A&M in December. Real talented young guy, still kind of figuring out exactly what he's going to be. Just a lot of raw talent at this point. But the coverage teams are the issue. They've given up a lot of big returns. You know, they can't allow that, obviously, against LSU. You give Nussmeier a short field, you're going to pay for it.
And the other thing, too, with Xavion Thomas, with Xavion returning, because Herb and I have talked about this the last couple weeks. He has come close to breaking one.
Yep.
And he hasn't been able to do it yet, but it's been close.
It's coming.
And so we see maybe this might be the week that he can hit that big shot. Mark, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, always appreciate your time and your insights. Do a great job covering the Aggies on Rivals.com.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate you having me on.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. We'll be back with more of the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show live right here from Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. We'll be back to finish off our number one right after this break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.